Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, it's the last chapter in Maseches Nedarim, and here we're going to talk about the scope of the husband or father's rights to cancel his wife or daughter's Nedarim. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, Ve'elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. These are the Nedarim that he is able to cancel. And there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, says, Kol Neder V'chol Shavuas Iser La'anos Nafesh. Any neder or shavua that she takes upon herself that causes her some self-affliction, isha yikaimenu, the isha yifarenu, it's her husband who's able to either confirm it or her husband who can cancel it. So you see here that the cancellation is talking about things that are talking about inui nefesh, self-affliction, which means anything which makes her like her suffer in a bodily way. And the Mishnah will give some examples besides for eating and drinking in a moment. That means that if she takes a neder which doesn't make her suffer in a bodily way, she just says, you know, I'm taking it against every Boeing airplane. I'm not flying with Boeing anymore. So then that's not considered to be in her nefesh. She has to fly with Airbus or something, whatever. The point is that now every Boeing airplane can become a nether to her, and she could take it as a nether. Boeing airplanes are tech-ish to me, like a korban, konam, or she could take it as a shvua. I swear, shvua, that I'll never fly on a Boeing plane ever again. Those kind of things the husband simply couldn't cancel. Unless there's a second category, which actually the Mishnah does not speak out here, but it's certainly included, which are devarim, matters that are beno levena, that come between him and her, meaning mess up their relationship. And that's essentially learned out from a pasuk. It's nidrash from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, bein ish le'ishto, bein av lebito. So the pasuk tells you that the drush is that the bein ish le'ishto and bein av levito, things that come between them, is a drusha. So therefore, if he, you know, was a, whatever, if he was an airline pilot and he worked for a company that had Boeing airplanes, that would mess them up now. So then he could say, no, how can we go on vacation anymore? All the vacations we ever go on would be on a Boeing plane, and I'm canceling that nether. So, but the Mishnah here says, inside, taking a step back, it says, ve'elu devarim, excuse me, ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer, the kind of nedarim that she can cancel, are devarim sheyesh behem inui nefesh, things that are self-afflicting to her person. For example, im erchatz vim lo erchatz. We have two examples here. I'm not going to translate it just yet. I'm going to explain it. Either if the contingency on which she takes that neder is based on some sort of self-affliction, or if the neder, the subject of the neder, which is making forbidden to her, or shvua for that matter, is involved self-affliction, in both of those kind of cases, so he can cancel them. So I'm going to give an example. So we just said that flying on Boeing airplanes is not inu nefesh, so if she would take a shvua or nether against Boeing airplane flying, that would be, he wouldn't be able to cancel it. But if she says, her nether is, if I take a shower today, then Boeing airplanes will be forbidden to me like a korban. So now, she's forbidding Boeing airplanes, and that's not inu nefesh, but it's contingent upon her not showering today, which is inu nefesh. And that'd be the case, says the Mishnah. Even if that's how the neder is constructed, where it's contingent upon some sort of self-affliction, he can cancel that as well. That's im erchatz. The other is v'im lo erchatz. That's if a person takes the neder, or this is actually a shvua, she swears not to take showers. So then again, that's self-abnegation, that's inui nefesh, that's causing her physical suffering, and therefore again, he can cancel it because of the subject of the neder. The actual literal translation, v'im lo erchatz, shouldn't be translated as, and if I don't shower or wash myself. The im here should be considered something like, you know, be'emes or amnam, like however or in truth, or I will not, for real, I will not wash myself. As you see in other psukim, like for example in Bereishis Memazayin Yud Ches, the word im there is used as be'emes, also Tehillim Samach Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Again, im is used there also as like not as a contingency, not as a subjunctive mode of if. So, okay. Similarly, if she says im es kashet vim lo es kashet, whether she says if I es kashet is to adorn herself, either with jewelry or cosmetics. So the point is, if she says if I wear jewelry or cosmetics today, then I'll never fly on a Boeing airplane ever again. Or similarly, she says I'm not going to wear jewelry and/or makeup you know, ever again or for the next week. All those kind of things, they're involved in a nefesh, and therefore he can cancel them. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, says, Ein elu nidrei inu nefesh. He says, no. He says, those things are not considered inu nefesh because they're just for one day. So if it's only about one day, then he wouldn't be able to pull the inu nefesh card and say, no, you can't do it because one day is not significant. That's how Rabbi Yossi holds. You see from the words of Rabbi Yossi that he's talking about inu nefesh. But if it's a beno levena issue, then he still could cancel it. So even if it's just for one day or 1 hour, but he's going to be embarrassed if she doesn't wear makeup because they're going out to a wedding now, and that's going to be a big deal. They're going to have fighting because of it. So you can say, no, you have to put on makeup right now, even according to Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi would say if it's about her suffering for not being able to wear the makeup or the jewelry or being made over at the shower, then according to Rabbi Yossi, no, he can't cancel that because it's just one day, and that's not a significant enough thing to be considered inu nefesh. At all events, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, but rather like the Tana Kama, so he can cancel any inu nefesh or ben levena issues, regardless of the amount of time that they involve.